We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm good with that.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. This is the 1982 version. Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday. Whitesnake. And I made up my mind. He's your artist of the day. By the way, the 82 version was much better than the 87 version that went to number one.
Well, it got all sappy and crap in 87.
I like this version much better.
Got all Tawny Katane all over it.
Yeah, I bet you hated that.
Yeah, it was awful.
In her panties on top of that Corvette.
Yeah, it was a Jaguar. Nobody wants to see that.
It's terrible. Scantily clad women on race cars.
What are you, like 5'2"?
North Korea is reporting that Trump has accepted an invitation to Pyongyang.
Are they going to be friends now?
I don't know. It just broke on CNN. North Korea is reporting that Trump has accepted invitation to Pyongyang.
Well, he sort of did. He said, sure, I'd go.
He said I'd like to go.
Yeah.
But he said we had to work some things out.
Yeah, but remember, this is North Korean state media.
Well, him and Rodman and
have your people call my people.
By the way, I watched Rodman last night on TV, and he got a little emotional.
He started crying, yeah, didn't he?
Simmer down, guy. Kelly was asking the whole time Rodman was on TV, is something wrong with him? I'm not convinced Rodman ever got off the whatever he was on. You know what I mean? He was like high on something, allegedly. But here's the weirdest thing. How weird is it that you actually have to give Dennis Rodman the worm credit, some credit, for what happened last night?
We don't have to.
Kind of have to. I mean, this is a guy who did a little what they called basketball diplomacy. I think you have to give Rodman a little bit of credit, don't you? Now, simmer down on the I've got to be in Singapore with my potcoin.com t-shirt on so that, what's that all about?
He was hoping for a surprise meeting.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, so they had the meeting.
Oh, my God.
What?
Someone just wrote in, I know a lady in Leawood that got attacked by raccoons the other night. She's now going through rabies shots. What is happening?
The raccoons are running wild.
They're rising up.
Here's a novel idea. Don't get near them.
The raccoons are back and they're madder than hell.
Yeah, they are.
Also, can we nickname that kid Mike Tyson?
Tuesday, 4:56 p.m.
Oh, because he bit the ear. Okay. Took me a minute. I'm like, why would we call him Mike Tyson? Does
Tuesday.
He have a lisp?
Tuesday.
Face tattoo? I don't get it.
I'm going to bite your ear off.
Because he bit the ear. Yeah, that's why.
That meme of Mike Tyson and the two birds where he goes, Kith, I'm sorry, is so funny.
Philly raccoon.
I'm sorry.
Tuesday, 4:56 p.m., after Scott's vacation, the douchebag switch is back on.
It's all good.
Dana gave you until 3:45 yesterday.
Hey, so I did. Out. I said 3:45
I beat
today.
It. I went to 4:56.
There you go.
I
love
it. I don't know.
You don't know?
Nah, I seemed a little douchey at 2:15.
You just forgot to look.
I cannot believe you. And so let's take the woman in Leawood, for example.
Okay.
What do you do with the raccoon that attacked her?
Well, if it's got rabies.
These are animals that are plentiful. I'm not saying go out and kill the last
black rhino. Well,
kids
are plentiful.
Rhino.
Do you kill them too?
No, I'm just saying it is a raccoon. We're not talking about like a, you know, polar bear or something.
What if a polar bear attacks somebody in the Arctic?
Let me give you an example that is more not ridiculous, okay? You are on a safari in Africa, and I just had a girlfriend do this. People pay good money to go out there and roam around in a Jeep to get up close and personal with an elephant, right?
All right.
You are in Africa. You are in that Jeep, and they tell you, do not lean out of the Jeep. And you lean out of the Jeep, and a lion sees you, is agitated, starts running toward the Jeep, and eats your face for lunch. I would say under that circumstance, you do not euthanize that animal.
Why?
Because that is a wild animal in the jungle of Africa, and you have gone into his house. The raccoon roaming around the neighborhood, that's my house. Mm. Might have used to have been your house. Maybe a long time ago, like 200 years ago, the raccoons roamed free.
Okay.
This is now a subdivision. Raccoons come in. They're eating people or biting people.
The raccoons didn't come in. They never left. When you built your subdivision in their neighborhood, they just never left.
And then someone wrote in on the text line, why don't we stop overbuilding and populating? And I said, okay, would you like to be the first one to offer your house? We'll just knock it down, and we can have a little raccoon sanctuary there.
What I'm saying is it is unfortunate when a seven-year-old kid gets his face mauled by a raccoon, okay? Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate, and I feel sorry for the little kid.
Yeah.
You cannot euthanize an animal for being an animal. Let's use this example.
What if it's rabid?
Well, I mean, obviously, then, of course, because unless there's a cure for rabies, and I don't think there is for an animal, of course you have to put the animal down. But
so a diseased animal in your neighborhood, you can euthanize, but a healthy raccoon, you're saying no. And I'm just
clarifying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I honestly am stunned that you are saying that, as stunned as you are that I'm saying
Let me give you another example. Rod, when I was a little kid, we lived in Texas, Central Texas. We would go, I was in the Boy Scouts, we would go on these camping trips all the time. What? What are you laughing at,
Somebody
Giggles?
The text line said if this was about squirrels, you'd have a different opinion.
Well, of course. Squirrels aren't animals. God. Duh. That's not even fair.
They were there first.
No, they weren't. I planted that oak tree, and then they came in. Rod, in Central Texas, are rattlesnakes everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I would be on a camping trip in the Boy Scouts. In the middle of the night, you'd hear rattlesnakes everywhere.
Okay.
If I had walked into the woods and was bitten by a rattlesnake, would you euthanize the rattlesnake? Or would you say, well, Scott, you dumb, you were walking in the woods. What do you think the rattlesnake's going to do when you get next to it? It rattled its tail. It told you it was there. You're the dumb who got too close.
Your neighbor has three large dogs. Your daughter is walking out to get the mail. The dogs, there are three of them. That's a small pack, but it is a pack. The dogs attack her and severely injure that child. You are going to look me in the eye and say, we're not going to euthanize those animals because the dogs are just doing what dogs do.
No, what I'm going to tell you is that dogs are domesticated animals, and that is not what they do.
Do raccoons attack unprovoked?
I think most dogs are domesticated animals. I think some dogs are not. Through their bloodline, through bad ownership. I don't think you can say dogs are blanketly domesticated animals.
I think you can pretty much say that.
So you do euthanize the dogs that eat your child's face off, or you don't?
You do.
Because the cities always do.
Because they are domesticated animals. If you have a dog that is so poorly trained and so poorly domesticated that they attack a human, yes, you put the dog down.
Don't you remember this horrible case, Scott, we were both reporters years ago, that the three Rottweilers attacked and killed the little boy trying to board the bus?
Yeah, I remember that.
And his brother crawled up into a tree and witnessed that entire horrific attack, and it did not happen quickly. You were telling me you would not euthanize those dogs?
I just said I would.
But you're blaming the owner.
Did she not listen to the
show?
But
you're blaming the owner. I don't think you... I think dogs are animals.
Dogs are domesticated animals.
Those dogs weren't. I don't think that those...
Hence, you put them down.
Okay, well, a raccoon's not domesticated.
Well, I understand, but people don't keep raccoons as pets either. If you walk up on a raccoon.
Some people do.
Well, okay, Tennessee.
No, they do, seriously. But what ends up happening is they find them, like, abandoned as babies. They raise them, and then they reach a certain age, and they start to attack unprovoked, and they get rid of them.
Somebody says, doesn't Scott kill squirrels? For the record, I have never killed a squirrel.
You just hate them.
I hate them.
Lack of trying.
I'm a poor shot. I have never, ever killed a squirrel.
But would like to.
Go see my good folks at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. I love that Tiguan. I see them everywhere now. You know, like you don't ever notice a car until you drive that car. And now you're like, oh, there's another one. Go ask them not only about the Tiguan and the Atlas, which is my absolute favorite VW on that lot right now, but ask them about, the 2019 Jetta. I went and test drove the Jetta about a week ago. It has a Bose sound system in that car. You want to rock out to Peter Cetera? Not going to judge. I did in the parking lot of VW Lee Summit. Ask them to see Dana's car. You're going to love that Jetta. It's incredible. And you know all new VWs 2018 and up have that 6-year, 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. It is the best warranty in the market today. Period. Hands down, best warranty. Why pay more for someone else? Get to the zero zone at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. $0 down, $0 a month with zero hassle. $0 a month for 4 months. Get to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. You tell them you want to see Dana's car.
Greatest video ever. I believe, on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. A story here from the Kansas City Star. The family of Anthony Belton Jr. wants to know why Kansas City police did not ask the public for help trying to identify the 24-year-old man after his death. It is a question that deserves an answer, and an issue that should spur an update to the department's death notification policy. Belton was one of four people killed in a fiery wreck caused by a driver fleeing Independence police in a stolen Jeep. The family's frantic 3-day search that played out over an agonizingly long weekend might have been avoided if the department had written protocols in place for these kinds of situations.
There's no protocol?
Three of the victims and the alleged perpetrator were promptly identified. So why did it take authorities days to notify Belton's next of kin about his death? Police say they were unable to contact relatives because Belton was not carrying any ID and he had no fingerprints on file. At the scene of the fatal wreck on June 1st, Kansas City Police Sergeant Bill Mahoney informed the media there was an unidentified victim at a local hospital.
Okay.
Police officials did not act in bad faith, but the department's process is lacking. Kansas City police have no written policy to address this issue. Such cases are handled on an individual basis. The solution is simple, said Bill Hoy with Baylor University. Hoy is tasked with teaching pre-med students about end-of-life bereavement and trauma issues.
What's he say?
He says the department could take the high road here and say, hey, let's come up with a policy. They can use this unfortunate incident as motivation.
How many times are you in the passenger seat of a car, Kara, and you don't have your baby with you, but you're just running to a restaurant with friends? You're in the passenger seat of the car. I don't necessarily have my wallet or ID on me. Maybe I put $50 cash in my pocket.
Okay.
This is not an uncommon scenario that you would be in a car for a variety of reasons with no ID on you.
Hmm. Well, now, wait a minute. What are they supposed to do?
I just don't think it should take 4 days or 5 days.
How did they identify this person? Put the picture of his dead face
on
TV?
Here's what they do, because every once in a while they will find a deceased person, you know, out in the woods, and they will say, you know, this is gruesome. We want to warn you that some of you might find this disturbing, but here is a photo of a tattoo on this woman's wrist. Please.
What if he didn't have a tattoo? I don't have a tattoo.
I'm just saying, like, couldn't, I don't know.
Here's the bracelet that he's wearing.
Yeah, you put it on the news and you say, we have an unidentified deceased male.
Mm-hmm.
If you are missing your loved one, this is the general description.
576-7798. How do you identify the unidentifiable? Do you put a picture of his wrist on TV with his bracelet?
You know, in the movies, they bring you in and they pull the sheet back.
But you have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know, hey, you might be related to the dead guy. 576-7798. How do you identify the unidentifiable? Newsroom, Kara Markser.
A major merger approved. More next.
Hey, it is time to spoil Dad. I was looking at the calendar the other day. Whoops. Yep. Father's Day is Sunday. Your dad's the greatest. He deserves the very best. Celebrate your dad this Father's Day. Get him exactly what he wants from Nebraska Furniture Mart. You will discover great deals that your dad will brag about. Shop all of your dad's favorite brands, all of the latest gadgets he will love, and cool state-of-the-art technology. They have tons of perfect gifts all in one place. Something for everyone. Big screen TVs, home theater systems, grills, lawn equipment, home security products, fitness stuff, massage chairs, countertop appliances, and more. You know the Mart has a gigantic warehouse, so chances are your new purchase will be ready for easy pickup or fast delivery. Let the Mart's friendly sales professionals help you find the gift that is perfect for your dad. Or grab a Mart gift card. Let Dad get exactly what he wants. Plus, there's financing to help stretch your budget. Make it easy this Father's Day and get to Nebraska Furniture Mart.
5:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. In a blow to the Justice Department, a federal judge has ruled in favor of AT&T's $85 billion takeover of Time Warner. The deal likely to spur a wave of corporate acquisitions. This is ABC News' Rebecca Jarvis, who tells us a big factor in today's ruling was that, although the two companies are in related industries, they do not produce competing products.
Traditionally speaking, the DOJ, when it comes to antitrust violations, they approve mergers that are in different industries. They don't traditionally approve mergers that put too much clout and too much concentration of one company in the same industry.
A lightning strike may have caused a fire at a home in Overland Park last night. The two-story house near 146th and Neiman caught fire around 1:30. The family heard a loud clap of thunder and then a child smelled smoke just as the fire alarm started sounding. The family got out safely. Now two adults and two kids will have to find somewhere else to stay tonight. Firefighters say the home is a complete loss. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
OmahaSteaks.com. Father's Day, as Dana mentioned just a moment ago, is this Sunday. If you're looking for the perfect gift, I have it for you. OmahaSteaks.com. We got our order from Omaha Steaks about 2 weeks ago. We absolutely love Omaha Steaks. And with Omaha Steaks, you get convenience, variety, quality. It's a great gift for Father's Day. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to listeners of Dana and Parks just in time for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, type in Parks in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steaks burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus get four more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with your purchase. This is a limited-time package for only $49.99. When you go to OmahaSteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, grab your dad, and fire up that grill.
What a difference a day makes. Yesterday, heat and humidity, your heat index close to the triple digits. Today, of course, a lot more comfortable, although still near 90 degrees. It just didn't feel as sticky, and I don't think we have to worry about thunderstorms. There is about a 40% chance of one rolling through the Plains states during the morning hours, but otherwise I think it'll be dry for this evening, falling through the 80s, midnight temperature 76 with a few clouds, 68 the morning temperature, riding up to 85 degrees in the afternoon. Any thunderstorms will end. And then on Thursday, 30% chance of more showers, mainly in the morning, pre-dawn. Afternoon high back up to the 90s, 91 is what I'm going for. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
85 at KCI, it's 83 in Lee's Summit, 85 at your official weather station. The Radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today, listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
1986. A number one hit, believe it or not. Starship.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place.
Don't act like you don't know every word.
Sinking in your fight.
Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Oh, turn it up, Rod. Built it on rock and roll. Story here from the Kansas City Star. And I don't know the answer. Because the police department is being criticized because they were unable to identify someone and who was killed in a wreck, car accident. And they were unable to notify his family for 4 days. Family didn't know where he was. Police didn't know who they had. So what is the answer? How do you figure out who this person is? He has no ID. They ran the fingerprints. He's not in the system. So they don't know who this is.
But Scott, let's be honest. This is not some new issue. Cities, sadly, have death notifications every single day. In fact, one of my dear friends for years was in the business as a police officer of death notifications. It takes a special person to be able to do that. Draining, exhausting, sad task, but somebody has to do it. And my point is, every day someone dies in a car wreck. Every day. Or in another way. This is not something new that cities are like, oh, we got a DOA in the morgue.
Dana, I'm asking you. And I want an answer. How do you identify the unidentifiable?
You take it to the media first.
Okay.
And second, this man's family was saying in the beginning, so-and-so didn't come home tonight. In fact, I think it was by day two, they absolutely called police and said, we're worried that maybe he was in that car. Like, we don't know where he is. We don't know where he is.
Okay. You didn't answer my question. You said take it to the media. Take what to the media? The dead man's face?
An unidentified car wreck victim. This is who he was traveling with. We know that. The three others are deceased.
Okay.
We have an unidentified...
How old is he?
30-something-year-old black male.
Okay, so his parents are going to know who he runs with?
Well, if you are missing your son... And you look up on the news and see police saying, we have a deceased unidentified black male. It's a horrible way to find out, but at least then you know.
But don't we in the media always say that you shouldn't find out about your family member's death through the media?
They were looking for him, Scott.
Dana.
They were looking for him. They knew he hadn't come home.
You're assuming that everybody in this town watches the news. And that's simply not the facts. I do not fault the police department for this.
I'm not saying I fault them. I just wish there was some type of policy in place that would have prevented this. Listen to this. Listen about the family.
But that's my point. What policy could you put in place?
After reading Saturday about a fourth victim who died in that horrific crash Friday at 23rd Street and Television Place, this man's family worried it was Anthony Belton. He hadn't come home the night before.
Okay.
Repeated phone calls to several local hospitals turned up nothing. They couldn't get a hold of anyone at the traffic investigations unit. A nighttime visit to police headquarters also was unfruitful. They were trying. This is the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing here. And I'm not blaming anybody.
Okay.
But family is looking. They're trying.
All right.
Police doesn't, they don't necessarily know this is the family because they couldn't get a hold of anyone in traffic. I don't think we should let it go three or four days.
But what do you do in the middle of the night, okay? A family shows up at a precinct, okay?
Okay.
And they say, we think our son, sadly, is one of the victims in that fatality wreck.
Please take this photograph. This is Anthony Belton. Take this photograph. Please take this photograph, sadly, to the morgue and tell us, is this our missing loved one?
And what's the person behind the counter at the precinct supposed to do?
Pass it on to accident investigations people?
Tomorrow morning.
Yes. Okay. Tomorrow morning.
They're not going to do it in the middle of the night.
Probably not.
I'm at a loss to figure out where the police dropped the ball here. Your son, sadly, was killed in a car accident. Your son had no identification on him. We're not going to put his dead face on TV.
Correct.
Okay, we're just not. We're not going to take a picture of a tattoo on his dead arm.
Here's what I think. Unfortunate, so sad for this family, already going through a traumatic time. They had someone missing, which you cannot even imagine how traumatic that would be for one or two days.
It would be awful.
On day three or four, I believe, they finally were able to confirm that their missing loved one was the fourth passenger in this car. I don't think anyone necessarily did anything wrong. Certainly this wasn't malicious. Let's hide this guy's identity. No, nobody did anything malicious.
And nobody's saying that.
I just think, you know, we live in a community with, 60 different cities in it.
Yep.
From time to time, you're going to have something like this happen. And it would just be nice for both departments to say, look, the next time this happens and we don't know who we have, we will try to do better. That's all they have to say.
Try to do better in what way? To do better, Dana, the police had to have dropped the ball. And I'm not sure they did. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But to say we need a new policy is to say we need to correct something we did wrong.
Okay, that's fair.
576-7798. Drew in the Northland. Hello, Drew.
Hey, guys. In this particular situation, I really think the police could have spoke to the next of kin of the three that were identified and asked them if they may have known who the fourth unidentified person may be. There's a pretty good chance the families may have known who everyone was in that vehicle at the time.
It's possible. Keep in mind, this man was in his 30s. I would imagine if I was killed in a wreck and there were other people in the car, if you had gone to my mother, she would have said, Mike Brenninger? I don't know. Rod Babcock? But what if what if I was driving around Jason Nivens? Jason Nivens, who is a friend of mine on The Rock, would not be the first name that came out of my mother's mouth.
Probably not the first, but I mean, you could get down the list pretty quick of who's still alive.
Okay.
And then those families may be able to at least point you in the right direction.
All right, partner. All right, Drew, you're in, man. Bobby in Kansas City. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, I was always told from the time I was 16 years old, you carry ID with you on at all times. When you're military, they tell you to carry ID with you at all times.
Yeah.
Dana, you were talking about you stick $50 in your back pocket and you go do what you're going to do. If your car gets pulled over and you're in the car and they ask you for ID and you don't have ID, even if you tell them you're Dana, they can hold you until they identify you lack of identification.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not on the police. It's not on the police that this guy wasn't identifiable. It's on the person that didn't have the ID with him. If he's a 35, if he's a 30-year-old man and he doesn't have ID, one of two reasons. He either can't drive, or he can get an ID card. It's not on the police. It's on the person.
All right, my friend. 576-7798. Jonathan, we're coming up right after the 6 o'clock news here on KMBZ.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Don't spend life suffering from an injury or chronic pain. Dr. Kendra Pearson and her skilled medical rehab and chiropractic team at Northland Physical Medicine can get you back to a pain-free life. Their advanced chiropractic and medical techniques are individualized to treat each patient's issues. I became a huge fan after meeting Dr. Kendra and touring her facility. Northland Physical Medicine will set you on the path to a healthier and happier you. Schedule a free consultation at northlandphysicalmedicine.com.
Simple Minds on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. I'm looking it up, but I can't find it anywhere here. When did it clear? Okay, I'll look it up. Tell people what you were just telling me. Allegedly.
It has come to my attention, allegedly, that...
Rod, you're going to love this. Oh, here people, it is. Here it is.
When people ask me, do you miss television? You got to hear this. It has come to our attention, and a couple of TV gossip websites have picked this up. That
Wait. I got it. So, apparently, we have a new receptionist downstairs who's helping Pat
love
Jones
it.
Out.
Love
right?
It.
What's her name?
Paula. We love
Okay, Paula. She's great. This is according to, this is allegedly reported. Well, it is reported, but it's alleged. This is from FTVLive.com.
We won't say what the F stands for.
Sources tell FTV Live that KCTV in Kansas City's main receptionist left the radio, left the TV station for a job at a local radio station. Yeah. Okay?
Yep.
Word is the idea was floated by management to have KCTV's main anchors Brad Stevens and Ellen McNamara answer the station phones in the afternoon to, quote, make more personal connections with station's viewers. Sources tell FTV Live that in the end it was decided that maybe this was not the best use of the anchors' talents and they will stay in the newsroom.
Right, because keep in mind they have over there a 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
And a 10 o'clock.
And a 10 o'clock newscast. So it's not like they don't have something going on. But we want you to interact with our viewers. Have you ever answered a switchboard
I answer the phone. Well, no, but I answer the phone in the newsroom.
It takes a special, very special person to do that job. Because here is a sample phone call. When I'm calling you right now, I want you to say, KCTV 5, how can I help you?
Okay. Bring.
Yeah, you mean Brad Stevens.
Bring. KCTV 5, Brad Stevens, hello.
Where the hell's Judge Judy?
Okay. I'm sorry?
Where's Judge Judy?
Our normal programming schedule has Judge Judy on at 4:30, and then we have KCTV.
Well, you're stupid, because I'm looking at it, and Judge Judy is not on right now.
Well, it's 4:25, ma'am, and Judge Judy comes on at 4:30, and then we have KCTV 5 News, live, late-breaking, okay, investigative at 5 o'clock.
I want you to answer a phone now and pretend like the World Trade Center towers have just been struck, and that is in the back of your mind. Ring the phone.
Okay. Bring. Channel 5 News, Brad Stevens. Hello, can I help
you? Why the hell is Dan rather on my television instead of The Price is Right. I watch it every day at 10 o'clock. Why do I turn on and I see Dan Rather?
Ma'am, the United States is under a terrorist attack.
I don't give one hot damn. Where's The Price is Right?
Listen here, bitch.
Now, see, this is why I don't answer phones. Because my reaction to that phone call and sweet Pat Jones' reaction to that phone call would be entirely two different things. I'd be fired in an hour.
We used to get them here all the time. Why is Rush not on? The president of the United States. I don't care. If the president says something I need to know, Rush will tell me.
Yes.
Put Rush back on.
No, I swear to God.
That's verbatim.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I was told.
If it is important, Rush will tell me about it.
Let me just give you a little tip. People do not call into television or radio stations because they are happy about something. That is not how that switchboard works. That poor sweet Pat Jones puts up with more malarkey. You know that's what she would say.
Right. More poo-poo.
But let's have our main anchors do it. It'll be a way to interact with the viewers.
Hi, it's Brad Stevens. Can I help you? Why don't you shove that up? Ellen McNamara here. Can I help you? Why don't you go eat a tampon?
Scott! Why do you always do that?
What?
You always just go one step too far. That was like 10 steps too far.
Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, the community gathers to support a 14-year-old girl after a quadruple murder-suicide. More next.
Dana right here for good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. I just always tell people, go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. That's all you have to do. And within minutes, like 2 to 3 minutes, that is how quick it takes. You type in your date of birth. Are you a man or a woman? Do you smoke? And the state where you live. Boom. That's it. That's all you have to do. And all of these quotes, the best around the country, will be right there at your fingertips. And what I love about Stuart Woodbury is he will help you navigate through the maze of life insurance, the type that you need, the amount that you need. And he will never, ever counsel you to get more than you need. Every year you get an annual review where he will call you and say, have you had a life-changing event in the last year that we need to know about? Have you been married, remarried, divorced, had a child? All of that stuff changes your life insurance policies and needs. All you have to do is give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.